a great destroying voice. Behold the figure of this symbol rings. Its solid outlines of creative dream, inspiring the great concrete tasks of earth. Where nature changes not, man cannot change. Hope not to call God down into his lake. How shalt thou bring the everlasting here? There is no house for him in hurrying time. But Savitri answered to the sophist god, "If the chamber's door is even a little ajar, what then can hinder God from stealing in? Or who forbid his kiss on the sleeping soul? Already God is near, the truth is close. A lonely freedom cannot satisfy a heart that has borne one with every heart. I am a deputy of the aspiring world. My spirit's liberty I ask for all."
Dawn in the dim wood,
use not thy strength like the wild titan soul. Touch not the seated lines, the ancient lord. Respect the calm of great established things. But Savitri replied to the huge god, "What is the calm thou vowest, O Lord, O Death? I trample on thy law with living feet, for to hide in freedom I was born."
Thank you.
this applied to her? Why should the noble and immortals will stoop to the petty works of transcendence? Freedom forgotten and the eternal spark. She answered, "Slave, I trample on the road, the strong hand choose for me, which planned our path. Freedom in this we never see to show. Love in life's limits, strong in matters not, building great stuff of action from the world to make fine wisdom from four scattered strands. And love and beauty, out of war and night, the wager wonderful, the game begun." Schwingen mit Höchern. All things hang here between God's yes and no. Two powers, real but to each other untrue. Two concert stars in the moon night of May. That towards two opposite horizons gave. The white head and the black tail of the mystic drake. The swift and the lame foot, wing strong, wing broken, sustaining the body of the uncertain world, a great surreal dragon in the sky. the woman answered to the mighty shape. And as she spoke, mortality disappeared. Her goddess self grew visible in her eyes. Light came, a dream of heaven, into her face. Summit mind are radiant altitudes exposed to the luster of infinity. Outskirts and dependencies of the house of truth, a cosmic soul spreads out its vastitude. Its smallest parts are here, philosophies challenging with their detailed immensity.
Thank you.
but higher still can climb the ascending light. They are vast vision and eternal suns, oceans of an immortal luminousness, flame hills assaulting heaven with their peaks.
Thank you.
light climbs to deepest view. In a wide opening of its native sky, intuition's lightnings rain in a bright beck, hunting all hidden truth out of their lair. Sought there has revelation's sun bright eye. The world a mighty and inspiring voice enters truth in most cabin of privacy and tears away the veil from God's